Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Liz Mayfield, the Executive Director of Hope Harbor, and I have Natalie, what was your last name again?
Lukens.
And she is the Capital Campaign Coordinator. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
All right. So we have a lot of interesting things going on at Hope Harbor. For those unfamiliar, what is Hope Harbor and who do you serve?
Absolutely. Thanks again for having us, Renee. Hope Harbor, we are a nonprofit here in Grand Island. We've been in the community since 1994, and we work with families and individuals that are experiencing homelessness and other near homeless issues. We provide emergency shelter, transitional shelter, and community assistance programming for people in need.
It's a wonderful place, and you've got a lot of things going on, a lot of people, and it's a need that we really...
Yes.
But this community, I mean, you cover four counties.
Yes.
All Howard, Hamilton, and Merritt counties. What trends have you been seeing, I should say, in recent years when it comes to the needs for shelter and support?
Yeah, so we've been really seeing a dramatic increase in the length of stay at shelter. So I think a lot of people, if you're paying attention locally, especially to even the state legislature, housing is a huge issue in Nebraska, but across the U.S. as well. And so for us, how that impacts us is that families are experiencing homelessness for longer lengths of time. And so our board of directors got together a few years ago and did some strategic planning about trying to figure out how we could maybe address this issue, especially knowing that we definitely don't want kids, especially families and with kids, to be in shelter any longer than they have to be.
Right. Right. It's not easy, community living in that. But
no.
What does housing insecurity look like in a place like Central Nebraska?
Yeah, I would say that, housing insecurity really looks like everyday people. It's easy to kind of have some of these ideas and stereotypes of the kind of clients we serve. But really, the reality is that a lot of people are really living on that edge, right? That's a lot of families are just one or two missed paychecks. They're just a few shifts away from experiencing housing insecurity. And so it's not some really distant experience, but it's everyday people. It's all of us. And it's all of our neighbors.
Exactly.
I think in Nebraska alone, just in a recent study, there was over 25,000 units short of affordable housing.
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of, and again, this is across the country, but Nebraska has some unique circumstances, and we're kind of behind in making sure that we have proper housing for people.
All right. Well, what are some of the biggest barriers people face when trying to find stable housing?
You know, I think for us, what we see is our clients who are looking for housing, they oftentimes have some barriers. So they might have not a great rental history, maybe a lower credit score. They might have some other issues with disabilities or substance abuse, mental health, all those things. But, you know, we believe, and I know Hope Harbor and our board believe, that everybody deserves a safe place to be. And so for us, it's been a matter of addressing this kind of crisis by looking for those gaps and how we can best fill those gaps.
Right, right. Well, why is supporting housing an important part of the solution?
Yeah, so our project for Lighthouse Apartments, which is our new project that we're launching, it will be a supportive housing complex, basically, and it'll be on our campus. And the main thing about that is that people will have access to the services that they need. So supportive housing for us looks like being able to not only assist families who maybe are falling through the gaps a little bit in finding housing, but then right there on campus, they have all the services they need, including case management, mental health therapy, access to our food pantry, all those types of things right there on campus.
Have you been having any issues with, I know this isn't part of it, but with food? Are you getting enough donations?
Yeah.
You know, that's been one of those incredible things is that, you were asking about trends earlier. And one thing we keep seeing is just the demand keeps increasing, right? That more and more people are needing more help. And that has especially come through in our community assistant programs like our food boxes. And so, yeah, we had a period earlier this year where we were completely cleaned out.
Yeah.
We had nothing left to give families. And I can't think of a more devastating situation to be in than to be able to say, I don't have a food box for you today.
Yeah.
And so that is probably one of the most powerful things about Grand Island and our community is we put out a call for help and the response was immediate. And it was so generous that we have not only been able to refill our pantry, but we have stores of food again that we're able to give out to families and people in need in the community. It's been incredible.
That's amazing. I know we helped a little bit.
Yes, you did.
And there's a reason that we have to do it like that because Franz Man loves to stack the food. He likes to build the wall of food, and it's a lot of fun. And our community, they came around. They rallied
do.
For you.
Yeah, they did.
Jump in here I want you to tell us about the Lighthouse Apartments project and what it is and why is it important. I know we've been leading up to it, but...
Yeah. So in order to understand what Lighthouse Apartments is, I think it's also important to explain the concept. So Lighthouse Apartments is a supportive housing unit. And this is something that currently does not exist in central Nebraska, that when you look at the landscape of housing, there are zero supportive housing units. And so I like to think of Lighthouse Apartments as kind of a handrail for people, that this is a place where it's not just housing units, but this is a place that has on-site support for its residents. So that when you are there, you have 24/7 access to case managers and to the resources that you might need. And so this is designed for a very specific portion of the population, people who want to be independent, who are working towards living independently, who want to be contributing and putting back into the community. And they want stable housing, right? They want safe housing, but they might just need a handhold to get there and to stay there. And this is what that does, is we are able to help this pocket of people who otherwise would be home, who would experience homelessness, and they're able to stay at Lighthouse Apartments and maintain their housing and to be productive and independent and live the life that they want to be living.
Right. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. So how did this project come about and who's involved?
Yeah, definitely. So this has been years in the making. If you followed Hope Harbor, I know we have a lot of strong supporters and former board members and people out there who've been a part of this conversation for many years. So mm-hmm. we were really lucky to be able to acquire the properties on our city block a few years ago. And at that time, you know, we were still kind of right fresh out of COVID and trying to, you know, evaluate what we wanted to do. And we said, we're going to hold on to the property. We know we need to do something with housing, but we got to figure this out. And not that long after, we were able to apply for a very life-changing grant through the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. Oh, wow. And so it was once-in-a-lifetime kind of funding that came through called Home ARP funds, leftover ARPA funds. And we were thankful enough to receive an award for that. And that's the main funder of this project. And that, you know, is what we're leveraging and asking for the community to help support. But we, you know, we secured the land with funding from the city, CDBG funds, from CRA funds. We had private donors. So we're kind of all coming together to do this. And I just exactly like Natalie mentioned, the supportive housing model, we know it works. It's evidence-based. It's worked mm-hmm. across the United States for many, many years. And so the board, I think, had that foresight of saying, hey, with this land, what do we want to do that's going to be impactful for a lifetime? Mm-hmm. And so for us, it was deciding to go ahead and move forward with the project. And we partnered with, we're working with a firm out of Omaha called Blair Freeman. They're going to help us with some of the owner's rep stuff. And then we've also just hired our architect. It's APMA out of Omaha. So, yeah, we're so excited. And so we're getting started on plans and we'll continue to do our fundraising efforts to make it a reality.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I would say that as a board member, there are not very many opportunities in anyone's life where you get to have a let's dream big moment. Mm-hmm. And that's what this project was, is for us as a board and for previous board members, we got to look at this and say, not just what do we want in our community, but what does our community need? Because we have an opportunity to make that happen. And so that's what this is a dream big. To the point where I see this is a point in time where we as a community can come together and we can pinpoint a time where we have changed our community, where we shift the trajectory of Grand Island and our greater communities, because we are going to bring something that changes the housing landscape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we really are evolving.
Yes.
And I love that.
Exactly.
I love to see that. And I love what Hope Harper is all about. I always have. Just to keep us going here a little bit, how can the community support Lighthouse Apartments or get involved?
For sure. So yeah, we are in, we're kind of in that fundraising time right now. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited to have some, you know, great support from grants and other funders. But what we're asking the community for is to help us raise $2 million. Okay. And so
I think that's our doable.
Goal. I think so.
That is more than doable.
I think so for sure. And, you know, about a decade ago, we had a capital campaign. We're 10 years out doing it again. And we were, you know, we're really excited. And I think we've already got some really strong support and we'll continue to do so. We definitely have, you know, our web pages up and ready to go if people want more information. Mm-hmm. But they certainly we invite people to be a part of this and to donate. And if monetary donations are not something that they can do, we would even appreciate expertise or time. So
in-kind donations.
In-kind. All of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Furniture. I don't know what all you're needing, but this is amazing. Volunteer hours are always help too.
Sure.
With the dollars, but the dollars we need. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does success look like for Lighthouse Apartments?
Ooh. So I really like this question. And honestly, it was something that got me really excited because the more I sat with it, the more I thought that success for me, for Lighthouse Apartment, looks like duplication. It says that our community doesn't just want these things, but we need these things. And so I want to build Lighthouse Apartments. I want to bring supportive housing to Grand Island. And then I want other people to do that too. I know that this is successful. We know that this has that this is something that will change people's lives. And I want that to continue into our community. That I want Hope Harbor to experience the success. I want families to have the Lighthouse Apartment experience. And then I want to take that and spread that out greater into our community. I know it's kind of cheesy, but in our household, we really like to say a rising tide lifts all boats. And this is a perfect example of when we can all come together and we can raise that tide as a community. And I want to lift all of the boats. And so that's what I'm hoping we can do here with Lighthouse Apartments is I want to invite everybody to raise the tide with us, to build more boats, and then we can have a greater community, a stronger community, and that we can continue to provide for the needs of all families.
Don't make me cry.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Well, it's easy to believe in it, you know?
So true.
I love all of it and everything that's going to be happening. When do we think that that will be completed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're looking at like late 2026,
okay.
So maybe early 2027. So we're kind of hoping that next spring we'll have a groundbreaking, and then at that point it'll just be as fast as we can go. So we know this is an urgent need, and we want to be really mindful that people are ready and waiting for units, and so we will definitely be moving on as soon as we can.
Yeah. Well, I am very proud of you guys, and to be a part of it in the community. Please keep us posted. Come back on the show. Let us know what we can do to help.
Absolutely.
We'll do.
And
thank you for having us.
Liz,
really
thank you for coming, Natalie. It was so nice having you. We'll have you back, okay?
Wonderful.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.